it's lovely to be back with you. I've been so excited since I got the call. I'm just going to take this off in anticipation of conducting violently. So it's been a very long time since I've seen you all, a few months I think. Not much to update you on in my life, sadly, but just plenty of accountancy exams, all very exciting. So I gather loads of things have been changing, we've got loads of new music and things, so it's really, really exciting that I can do all of this with you. So let's, without further ado, get stood up and warmed up. For those of you that might be new or weren't there the last time I was here, I'm Jim. I work freelance for the CVSO every so often doing just sort of all sorts of things. I'm doing the project remix this weekend, rehearsals, and of course the concert is next week, next Sunday. So that's really exciting. And I'm full-time accountant, part-time musician. And hopefully before too long, I'll be full-time musician, part-time accountant. We'll see. Anyway, can we just start by patting from our ankles right the way up. And off to the side. And off to the other side. And give everyone a round of applause. Exactly. Thank you, thank you. And let's just massage the back of our necks. And the front. Excellent. Give our cheeks a bit of a rub. Excellent. Now, this is all going to be some tongue action, okay? No innuendo. Just get it anti-clockwise around the mouth. I find it very difficult to explain this while trying to do it at the same time. And then go the other way around. And as Julian would always say, let's just dislodge that tuna from lunch. I enjoyed learning that gag. I've never stopped using it. Excellent. And can you just stick it outside and just spell your name, every letter, middle name as well, as sort of ugly as possible. It's quite funny for me. My name's only Jim Bates, so it's quite a short one. But my half-brother has got an Iranian dad, and his name is Oliver Yazdian Poor, so it's safe to say that Mum did not buy him that football shirt that he wanted. Anyway, excellent. Can we just take a yawn from high to low? Stretch ourselves even higher and even lower. Lovely. And from go from bottom to top. And excellent. You're sounding great. We don't need any music, do we? Okay, good. Can we have let's have C major. Nya, 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 nya. Sort of as ugly and horrible as possible. Three, and. Nya, 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 nya. So a lot of us are sort of at this rate lagging behind. So can we just really try and be. Nya, 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 nya. And. This time we're going to just be a bit more tasteful, if you like. Okay, and we're just going to go with puffy cheeks, and we'll go back to C major if we can. Just up the fifth and down. It's just really important that we are sliding, but as we get up to that note, we are in the middle of the note, not either side of it. And. Thank you.
No, great.
It's all part of the character building, isn't it? That's the one. Okay, so we're just going to do some actions together. I think you might know this one eventually, but if you do, don't give it away. So, first of all, this is all about showing each other that we can work together as a unit without any music at first, okay? And I've only learned this today, so I'm going to try and remember it. Okay, so just mirror me as I go through it. That was quite quick, okay? So we'll do it once more. Ready? Anyone got an idea of what it is? Okay, good. So this time I'm gonna do some stuff G to C. Okay. To stop. This train, in cases of emergency. That's too high, let's go down. Yeah, that's a bit nicer. To stop, okay, here we go. I'll do it first, then we're gonna do it. To stop this train, in cases of emergency. Let's just try that one. Okay, ready? Three, and to stop
this train, in cases of emergency.
So let's go from the top. Three, and two.
Stop this train in cases of emergency. Pull on the train.
Penalty for improper use, £5. And
penalty for improper use, £5.
Okay, what's the idea? Ready? Let's try it again together.
Let's do that, okay. Let's do it together. Three, and two, stop this train in cases of emergency. Pull the chain, pull the chain, penalty for improper use, £5.
Pretty good, okay, I'm going to go a bit quicker this time. God, you can tell that I don't do singing full time. Right, a bit quicker, so three, and to
stop this train in cases of emergency. Pull on the chain. Penalty for improper use, £5.
Good. I'm going to do something a bit crass, a bit corny. Because when we get to the chain, when we pull on the chain, we're going to go, pull on the chain, pull on the chain. Sort of as ugly as you like. Ready? Three, two, and go.
To stop this train in cases of emergency. Pull on the chain. Penalty for improper use, £5.
I think we've nailed this, guys, honestly. It'll be in your head forever. So, we have this half of the room first going to start us off, and then this half of the room is going to come after. Okay? Whew, I'm trying to remember this right.
Stop this train in cases of emergency.
So this time, we have soprano starting, followed by the altos, followed by the tenors. Can you raise your hand?
Tenors.
That's right, sopranos, altos, tenors, basses. Sopranos, altos, tenors, basses. Okay. Woo! Three, and
two, stop. This train, stop. This train, stop. This train, stop.
Yeah. sounds great. Yeah. Right, can we take out Mary's Wedding? Okay, I think it's a separate sheet to your booklet. Great. Now, I'm sort of telling how strong and things we are and how comfortable with all of these things from your performance to me at first. So if you can give me everything in the first rendition of each of the pieces we do, then I can determine what I need to do with you. No pressure. So, I'm thinking that this is no perfect, everything. We can even throw the scores out if we need. Okay, great. I really, really enjoy the tempo marking for this from yours truly, Bob Chilcott. Hard and happy, okay? There's not much more you need in life than to sing music hard and happy, okay? So, just have a bit of an idea of the idiom. James is just going to play us a little bit from the chorus, about sort of a bit of the melody with a bit of the sort of the vamping that goes on underneath. Okay. So, you're going to show me what we can do right the way through. And if it's none of it, so be it, let's plod on through. I have a wonderful story about plodding on through, which was the CBSO tonight are singing The Dream of Gerontius in the Symphony Hall. And usually I get to sing in the chorus, and the other day the wrong James was booked to accompany. That was me instead of this James. So I had the luxury of, on the first rehearsal of The Dream of Gerontius, of sight reading the whole work. And I said to Julian, I said, you know, there's one movement, Devens. I said, there's one movement that, you know, it's just, I just can't get under my fingers, because I was asked the previous day to accompany him. I was like, just can't quite get it under my fingers. And he goes, it'll be fine, we just plod on. So in true Julian fashion. So I turn up and I'm there panicking, sweating, you know. But anyway, you don't need to panic or sweat. Let's just show me what you've got. Okay, you might have to get a bit slower than that. So from the beginning. It was a really, really great effort. So, let's just work on page 5. okay? And all of a sudden we go, ah, it's not just the melody. Okay? So, presumably, you've had sopranos on the top line, altos on the middle line, and tenors and basses on the bottom. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That works for me too. So, let's just work with the sopranos, who, for once, may not always have the melody that they want. So, from the beginning of page 5, bar 17, this is what your line sounds like. Good. And because we are operating in the folk idea, usually the lines don't finish as sort of complete as we're used to in something, you know, more conventional. Okay? So, the first bar sopranos again sounds like this. Can we just do that for me to a da 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 da? Three, and. Good. Yeah? Three, and. To put some words to it. You're well ahead of me. So, just do that once more, just to da's, but we're going to do the full phrase. Okay? Three, and. Good. Now, slowly, but with words. Three, four. Just that star R, the major third here. It's a bit more of a leap than we thought, so if you want to circle that, then do. Right, at tempo now, sopranos. Three, four. Love it, well done. Alto, let's have a go, okay? There are so many of you. Gosh. Here we go. So hopefully I should literally blown off the podium with the dynamics. Okay? Here is our first two bars. Should we try all of that? Just listen to that last bar again. Okay. So there's your note. Three. And just da's. Once more, to da's a bit slower. Da, three, four. Da, 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 da. Everyone wants to go to the B, but we're going right up to the C. Okay, so here's the second bar again. Just do that for me. Three, four. Smashed it. Next bar. Okay, let's go da's but at speed now. Da, three, four. Shall we try words at speed? Dare I say it? Here we go. Re, three, four. Enjoying your holiday tenors and basses. It shan't be so so tranquil. Three, four. Woo! This is so fun. Okay, tenors and basses. is quite high. I was practicing this earlier, and I was really having to sort of, you know, squeeze to get up there. But all it is about our posture. So as we are sat down, because I'm one of those conductors that quite likes to give the luxury of sitting down, because I've been in choirs all my life going, you know. So I quite like to give that luxury, but the quid pro quo is that we are sat up straight on the edge of our seats. This applies to everybody. And the main thing is that our head is the heaviest part of our body and that it's not drooping at all, because you constrict everything then. So if you make sure that your head is like this and you can bring your music up to you like that, then you'll be hunky-dory. Here we go, basses and tenors. So the first two bars sound like this. Let's just try that. Three, four, da's. Preparing these guys as well. You're spot on. Okay, let's try it to words, basses and tenors. Three, four. Okay, can we do everyone then? Sitting good straight, making sure that our head is not drooping. Three, but actually finding the notes for the beginning of the section is probably where all the difficulty lies. So, you're going to hear the previous two bars of a clear melody and a bit of vamping from James, from bar 15. Then we're going to come straight in at bar 17. Okay? So this is, oh, you've got booklets, don't you? Is it a page turn for you? Oh, of course, yeah. So you're chorusing before. Thank you. Yeah, great. So here are the last two bars of the previous chorus, and then we're going to come in, okay? This is exciting. Now, you're going to sing the chorus before that, and then come in together, okay? You see how it's just a big... I've bought a sofa recently, and as part of it, my partner's mum has knitted us a blanket that fits the sofa. So this has reminded me of that, because it's just knitting all those bits together, and you're doing a great job. Except it's taking about 3 weeks less time. So here we go, chorus before. Three, four. Sopranos and altos are slightly less convinced, okay? Now, they've got the easy job because they are finishing on the D and starting on the D, okay? So here is a D. Exactly. Altos, your note is... See, you do know it. And the sopranos are... Exactly. So those of you that are feeling slightly more comfortable in knowing the note, give it a bit more and help your partners. Those of you that are less comfortable, listen carefully to those partners, and eventually we'll learn it through learned. Okay? So here are the last two bars of the chorus on the piano, and we're just going to get that note over and over again. Last two bars on the piano of the chorus. Three. Those notes were spot on that you can sing louder than the tenors and basses, who are, I think, proportionately about a tenth of the size. Okay? So, same thing. Show me that you know the notes, because they were spot on. And let's do the same thing again. Muzzle on the tenors and basses, because they've got absolutely the right spirit. So, same thing, this time we're singing the chorus together, and then we're going to do the same thing again. It's just rinse and repeat, and we'll get this absolute spot on. One thing that we could change is when we do the choruses each time, there's a little sort of hat like that on the top of step. Basically, that means put a big puh on the step in this instance, okay? It means all sorts of things in different contexts. Step. Okay? Go as crazy as you like. Three, four.
Step with any arm we go, heel on heel and toe on toe, arm in arm and row on row, hope of Mary's reign. Red is a rowan top, brighter high as any star, friends of them all by far, is a loving Mary. Step with any arm we go,
let's go through our line from bar 29 now. So if everyone else pays attention while I'm with each part, hopefully by the time I get to the tenors and basses, it'll be perfect. Here is a G, sopranos. Just listen to the first two bars. Okay, let's just work with the soprano once, and this is what happens in that second bar. Okay, just do that second bar for me to a da. Da, 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 three, four. Exactly. Da, 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 da. Just really be careful there. Let's just do it once more. Da, three, four. Spot on. Soprano twos in that bar, you do this. Okay, three, four. Da, da. It's weird because there's all sorts of things going on and we have to stick to our gun soprano twos. So listen to the line again, the second bar, sorry. Let's try that. Three, four. Good, let's put those two together for that bar. Three, four. Great. Can I have a bit more conviction from the soprano twos? You're spot on. But just prove to me that you are. Three, four. Happy with that. Now, bar 29, we're going to do that whole thing, but let's just try it to words, okay? But we'll stay at the same tempo. 29, three, four. We can hide away from the times it jumps and does all things. It means we are as meticulous, Julian Wilkins style, but just a bit quicker, okay? So, same thing, sopranos at speed from 29. Three, four. Good. Wedding through app.
Wedding.
Yeah, don't be afraid to be too callous with that. So, altos. Okay, let's do alto ones. Can you raise your hand if you're an alto one?
It's all of altos doing the alto one, and tenors doing the alto two.
Great, thank you very much. All the altos then doing alto one. Here we go. Let's listen to the first two bars from 29 altos. Listen to that second bar again. Okay, let's just try that to a da. Three, four. Good, just do that second bar for me. And go. I think with a couple more goes, that'll be perfect. Just give me a go again. Three, four. I'm convinced. That's good. Okay. Now can we go altos from 29 again? Let's put some words to it. Just the first two bars with words. Three, four. Good. Then this happens. With words, three, four. Good. Now, could altos, can we pretend like we're enjoying it a little bit? At the moment, it's feeling a little bit sort of like sort of pulling, what's it, through treacle at the moment, or through mud. So let's just really get a bit more sort of, I don't know, buoyancy to the sound, if we like, okay? So imagine we just sat on trampolines or something fun, and that might help. So, bar 29, altos, three, four. Good. Wedding, you're on top of the note, not coming up to it, that would be great. Sopranos and altos, thank you for your patience, tenors and basses. So, from 29, three, four. This is fun. Have a break. Well-deserved break. Tenors and basses, let's do this. So, tenors, you are on the lower alto line when it's flipped. That's right, yeah? Cool. And basses, you're just killing it on the bottom. Quite high up there. Here we go. I think that you did this actually pretty accurately on the... when we did it through. So let's see if we can do it straight off the bat. Tenors and basses. All the surprise altos are strapping in for this first time round. Three, four. Great. Thanks, basses. When it splits, it gets a bit difficult, doesn't it, tenors? So this is what happens in the second bar there, bar 30. It goes...
Alto 2. Yeah, alto 2.
So is it only alto...
Yeah.
Are all the tenors labouring under this?
Are you singing octave level? That's
what we're supposed to be doing.
Was it?
Yeah.
I haven't been told anything about this, so...
This is what I know, it's not a bass line.
Yeah, so you are doing the bass line with the tenors, is that correct? And then when it splits, the alto split, you do that line. Okay, so, well, we'll learn that and then something will happen. Great.
Just starting with that French.
Well, let's just play the line.
Yes, there's the altitude. Altitude, right?
Yeah, altitude over eight.
All the way through altitude?
Yeah.
Quite high.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it is very high.
Can I just, for the sake of argument, leave you on basis for now in case I do something that's absolutely crazy to the dialogue? So, let's just do that again, because that sounded really good when we were doing the basses. And the second alto line we'll learn on another date, I think. Stamp, basses, and tenors. And... Good, again, on that top of the note. Brilliant. Can we all try that? And then in a minute we'll stand, not yet. From 29... I'm losing a few P's on step, okay? Three, four.
Step, give me a bingo. Here for me, let's go, go, go. Arm in arm and go, go. Hope for my peace, ready.
altos, can I just, on the dial, just notch you up a little bit? Here's your D. Good. Can sopranos and basses and tenors do piano, and altos give me a fortissimo, okay? Is your note again, altos? 29, 3, 4. Nearly there, altos alone stand. This is the real crunch time now. Same thing, but let's really, really work on that projection, okay? So filling our lungs beforehand, giving ourselves plenty of time to breathe, and showing me what you've got, okay? Same thing, we are still singing, but just quietly. 29, 3, 4.
Step we go, before we learn to fall on and roll, Mary's way.
Good. Here is the melody, two bars before that. Can everyone stand? Here is the melody before that, two bars before, 27. Sorry, I just hadn't decided what I'd do there, whether I'd go straight in or not. Okay, once again, we'll go straight in, okay? Good. The last thing I want to do, and then we are there with this piece, is sopranos finding that G. So, I think the way that we're going to do it is when we're on 27, doing our chorus, and we go row on row, that G there, keep that in your head, maybe. Yeah. Okay, so sopranos only from 27, that sort of repeated chorus. 3, 4. Now, the moment where you're sort of going quieter is the moment where we need to be twice as loud because we're splitting, okay? So here's that bar 30 once more, sopranos, very slowly. Let's just do that to a nice, strong da-da-da. 3, 4. Exactly. And those of you that are repeating the B, the soprano twos, give it that real, you know, repeated element to it. Strong. Good. Here we go, from the beginning, from the top. Incidentally, I'm going to find out what 112 is. And then we'll be spot on. This is great. Sounds like a Geiger counter, this metronome. This guy's quite quick. Okay, here we go.
Brown, 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 brown,
Excellent. Have a seat. And let's take out our yesterdays. I think those are in your booklets, aren't they? Oh. So again, you're going to show me how well you know this piece, and then it's up to me to do whatever. Okay. How much have you done of this? Have you done it at all? Yesterday. And how much have you done of this? Bits and bobs. Good. Okay. So you'll be pleased to hear that this is a bit slower. Okay. Okay. We'll go straight in. Show me what you've got. Where's your ears? Is that right? Let's work on our line from bar 10, okay? Now, I love some of your little sort of suspension movements and call out, it was great. And your dooms were so rhythmically perfect. But let's just work on this Y she. Bar 10, here we go. So this is what it sounds like from Y she. So annoying that they put A sharp, B sharp. Hold on. One, two, three, four. Exactly. So, two things. One, when we land on that say over the page, just really make sure we are on the brighter side of the note. Because it's an A sharp, we want to sort of just do a normal A. And secondly, is can we try and go through, how many of you are there? Just eight of you? Oh, all the way at the back. Okay, great, brilliant. So if we're singing all the way through on Y, she, and R. Y, she, R. And if you really think you're going to run out of breath, which you probably shouldn't, but if you do, then take a breath anywhere other than in the obvious place. Okay? Here's your A sharp. So, 3, 4. Another part to duet with the tenors. Basses, why don't you have a go? So, why she? Priors and altos enjoy the concert, the 6-bar concert, whatever it is. There you go. Here's your G and A sharp. Is that G and A sharp? Yeah, thank you. 3, 4.
Why she?
How clashy it is. It's not easy at all. And these guys did an absolutely brilliant job. Brilliant job. So, sopranos and altos, let's try a duet, okay? Just show me what you've got at first from bar 10. I want to see it in all its glory. Here we go. 3, 4. You are splitting, aren't you? Good. Okay, so let's just work backwards if we can. So I said something wrong now. I long for yesterday. From bar 14. Okay? So soprano twos, this is what our line sounds like from 14. I think you're fine by the end, just really making sure that we are convinced of the first few intervals.
Is there a sharp?
3, 4. Good. Now, the altos did a really good job at responding and looking happy, even if they were, if you fake it till you make it. Okay, so fake it till you make it, pretend like you're really enjoying yourself, and go for 14 at soprano twos, and I promise the sound should change. 3, 4. My heart. Soprano ones, we add you to that, we'll see what happens. 3, 4. Quaver off there so you can come in with your yesterday after that. Great. Altos, I think you're actually smashing your line. So I'm just going to put you, stitch you together. So can we get everyone please from 14. Page 2. Yep. I realise it's a slightly off place. Go ahead. Okay. 3, 4. Spot on. So here's your C sharp altos. Everyone else find your notes around it. 14, 3, 4.
I said something wrong, now I'm wrong for yesterday.
This is wonderful. This is so great. Okay, bar 10, let's track back to page 1. Let's do sopranos on their own, okay? And all it takes is just really focusing on how our notes are moving. I think you'll get it the first time. Here we go. Don't let me down. 3, 4.
Why?
do that once more and really show me that you've learnt it and you know it well, because it's brilliant. It's really, really good. Here's your F sharp. 3, 4. Great. This is wonderful. Okay. Alto, have a go on your own. 3, 4. Well done, that's great. Okay, should we do a duet, Spinas and Altos? 3, 4. Carry on. Dotted rhythm, long for yesterday. It's a little bit lazy on the dotted rhythm, okay? So make sure that we are long for yesterday. Even though it's sort of quite a cool piece that sort of lulls, we still, it's really cool to be rhythmic. I don't know if you've heard that phrase before. Probably nowhere. Tenors and basses, show us what you've got from bar 10. Okay? Now, what I've written on my notes here, going through this, when I was singing it, I was closing the vowels off too soon. So, why she? It just gives a sort of an edge to the sound, okay? So, here we go, same thing. 3, 4.
Why she?
That rhythm was superb, but you didn't sing through it. So you were so focused on the rhythm, long for yes, that we didn't get long for yeah. So make sure we're doing that. Great, everybody please. And I'm going to throw you in at the deep end here. Let's try going in at bar 8. Okay? There is a deliberate reason for it being odd. Okay? 3, 4. Sopranos, the end of bar 22, when you get this, oh, just give me a bit of sass, a bit of character, a bit of spice, as what our beloved Snake Hips Daniel would do. I saw Daniel the other day. Yeah, he'd come down from Leeds for a friend's party, and he's doing great. So, yeah, he sends his best. Oh, he did say to send his best, so I promised him I'd say hello from Daniel. I shall do. Right, let's stand and go from the top of yesterday, and you get a well-deserved break after that. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
beautiful. Right, have a seat and a very, very well deserved break. Have you got any notices from Alice Truly?
Hello, everyone. Thanks, June, for being here. Like Jim says, if you would like to see the product of his and James' work outside of here, please do come and see Project Remix on 12th of February after the CBSO family concert. 12th of March, whatever. Planning ahead. It's free and it's unticketed. You don't have to buy a ticket to family concert, but you also can do if you would like. The other thing is that if you would like to sing in Ex Cathedra St. Matthew's Passion performance on Good Friday, please do film that form by the 8th of March. And that's it.
Great. Take a good 8 minutes or 10 minutes. I say 8 minutes, it'll be 10 minutes, won't it? But yeah, we'll be singing again at 10:22. Thank you. started again. I realise I'm going to overpromise and under-deliver on the break time. Well, I've given you apparently 2 more minutes than you usually get. So, oh, well, how you framed it. What I should have said is 5 minutes and given you 7. You would have been like, oh, yeah. Okay, can we take out Bridge Over Troubled Water, please? It's an awesome arrangement of this. And I got carried away just playing the piano part today because it's so fun. And you can do all sorts of things with it. Well, I'm sure James will. So, page five in the Bridge Over Troubled Water. At the bottom, you'll see a letter B for Bravo.
Is that top page number or bottom page number?
Yeah. Oh, have you got a different one?
Bottom page 6.
Yeah, I've only got top page numbers, which is top page 5. Letter B for Bravo.
Oh, yeah.
Or letter B for break ended too early. Okay. So, here's an E flat for the tenors and basses. How much of this do you know? Well, why don't you go through it now and show what we got from the top? Why not? Okay. Okay. Here is your chord. On the top, soprano 2's second, and alto's all on the third one. And I'm sure of that. Okay? So, from letter B, the break was too short, you get when you're down and out, and then the altos are coming in on that fret. Okay? So, here it is on the piano again. Just do that for me. 1, 2. And then the next one goes 2, 1, 2. Good. And you hold that for a good 4 beats. And then the next one goes 1, 2. do. Exactly. So that those lines are exactly, Jay said, play a wrong note, but it does slide down to anywhere you like, as long as it's down, okay? So here's your note again at bar 42. So, exactly. One, two. I was so unconvinced by the slide. Anything you like, okay? Make it firm, okay? And make sure that that is definitely on the second beat of that bar. Here's your note again at 42. One, two. Why not? Okay. I imagine the aggregate of everyone doing that will get something really quite fun. Okay. So, soprano twos. Where are my lovely happy soprano twos? Are you all about that? Excellent. Okay, great. So, when you're down and out, and then you have the easy job because we get the B flat coming to us. One, two. Okay, let's just go from the beginning of that, from letter B. Let's just do that again. One, two. Two, three, up. One, two. Okay, this is fun. So, just listen to from 42. It just sounds like this again. One, two. Okay, just try that for me. So, here's your note. One, two. And then slide anywhere. Some of you are sliding, some of you not. Commit to the slide. Okay? Brilliant. It reminds me of who watched Total Wipeout back in the day? They always had to slide down that first bit of the big water slide. So do that, okay? Slide down the water slide. You can't exactly slide up the water slide, can you? Or maybe you can in some places. Right, okay, soprano ones. Here we go. From letter B. One, two. Two, three, off. One, two. Yeah, so careful of that rhythm. Do, 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 do. Okay, just try that. For me, I don't know if that's right. There we go. Here's an. Let's go from bar 40. Just listen to it from the F. One, two. Yeah, exactly. So it's longer than I did it. Here's your F. One, two. Woo, that was quite convincing. And then here's from 42. Sounds like this. One, two. Try that for me. One. Two. Yeah, and you even did the words. Woo! Again, thank you for your patience, Tennyson Bass is doing a great job. So, here is the chord from the bottom up. So this is from letter B. And Tennyson Bass, we'll have you, but can we have you very quiet just for now, while I'm just listening to the news? When you're down and out, and then your chord goes... Can you just ooh that for me now? Okay, soprano twos, your note is? Yeah, I thought it was the soprano twos.
Cool. So get as loud as you can if you can. I can even go louder than you and I'll just say.
Right, there we go. So, but I'm just going to have the sopranos and altos for now. Thank you for your attendance there. Right, so here's your chord again. Okay, cool. Let's get this going from letter B. So, one, two. So hard, so hard. Okay, so here's your C minor at 43. Just do that for me, just hold that. Yeah, and then your next chord is this. go, and then go so hard. Good, once more from C minor, this is working. So, here's your... Good, excellent. Now, let's add you guys. Here we go. Wonderful bit. When you're down and out. So, one, we'll go straight in from 30 seconds.
When you're down and out.
You've really got to feel it. So we're going to go sopranos alto, sopranos and alto is in 4-2. Here we go. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Really feeling that second beat so hard. Okay? We've got the notes now, it's just where it places. Here's your quarter 4-2 again. So 1-2. Good. Once more, so I'm really convinced. 4-2. 1-2. Good. Happy with that now, this is really good. Now, then you get this, I will come for you, okay? So we're just gonna do it in rhythm. Here's your beat. And we're just gonna speak it. Can we go from the tenors and basses, I will come for you. Okay, just speaking. So, do you ever know where we're going from? Yeah, the end of bar 43. So 1, 2, 3.
I will come for you.
Yeah, and then you guys come in on that third beat, okay? So here's your rhythm, it sounds like this on the piano. 1, 2. Okay, so we should try sneaking that. Same place, 1, 2, 3. Good, I even had some notes in there, cool. Let's try to put some notes to it.
I will.
1, 2, 3.
I will come.
So it's actually come for you, not come for horse, okay? So, no, my fingers are getting weary, here we go. So 43, tell us the basis, show us how it's done. 1, 2, 3.
I will come for you.
Exactly, great. So everybody, let's stand and we'll go from the upbeat to letter B. We are bang on track, this is sounding great. From upbeat to letter B. Bottom of page 5/6, whichever one you want. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
When you're down and out, when you're on the street, my lord, when evening falls so hard, I will come up for you. I'll take your part, oh, when time is gone,
Let's have a quick seat and we'll just work on page 9 into 10, okay? So bar 79 into 80. Doing a really good job with this. It's all about sort of reading ahead, okay? So at the moment, I'm finding that you're sort of lost halfway through the phrase. So reading ahead would honestly work a treat. So, sopranos at bar 79, okay? Sounds like this. What? Most of you got that rhythm, but probably about two beats late, okay? So, here's 79 again, from D. So, 3, 4, 1.
See how they shine.
Now that was early, okay? Shine. Okay, you've come very clearly on the second beat. Let's do that once more. Here's your D. 3, 4, 1. Convinced now. Altos, your line goes pretty simple, right? Okay, so 1. Good. Now let's really show that we can shine rather than sort of be a bit more of a like a bleak Sunday morning. So here we go.
See how we shine.
Don't make me do the Julian Wilkins impression of the falsetto. Here we go. B flat and 1. Yes, Jimette, here we go, with the sopranos. So, 1.
See how they shine.
Good. Make sure all of you are moving, not just some of you. That was really good. Okay, tenors and basses together. Okay, from that place. 1.
See how they shine.
Tenors, you're spot on. You could be louder. Okay, I know it's high. You're doing a great job, but let's just go. Is that your F? Okay, just tell us the basses. So, 1.
See how they shine.
Yeah, careful of that D. Here's what your line sounds like, tenors. 1. Let's just do that. Tell us the basses again. I think that should fix itself. 1.
See how they shine.
Yeah, all spot on. I think a couple of you went down too early, but that was really, really good. Everyone together from there. So, 1. Good. So let's just do that little corner. This is really, really good. I would, for now, sopranos, ignore the little notes. I don't know if you do. Yeah, so can we just do sopranos on their own from 83? Listen to that again. 1. Let's do that together. So, 3, 4, 1. Wow, exactly right. Exactly. And altos, we sort of coming out of nowhere on a G. So the bar before, go for the bar for 4, and then nice clear G. It sounds 1. Try that together. I see, we were sleeping with the others. Okay, so this is the middle of page 10, bar 83 we're going from, when those sopranos have done something quite jazzy. No, you don't. You come in at the bar after, okay? So our G sounds like this. Okay, in 84, this is bar 83, to give you a bit of a heads up. Rhythm's a bit funny, isn't it? Sorry. Okay, let's do that once more. Go straight in on your G. 3, 4. Exactly. And tenors and basses has put you together on 84. To see how it works. 3, 4. Everyone, please, from 81. Everyone from 81. So, 1.
Yeah.
8. And if it does overrun, feel free to slide out. And it's been lovely being with you, but I do want to give it performance for the sake of performance sake. So let's stand up. If everyone's happy for me to maybe go over a minute or two.
Yes.
Okay. From the very top, here we go. Show me what you've got.
I'll be your bridge, your troubled corner. When you're down, I will carry you like a bridge, your troubled corner. I will lay me down. When you're feeling so, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and precious time. You're down.